Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 152.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Quick. We'd ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Quick.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, and good morning to everyone. Could we please pause for a moment of silence for those who may pray differently than I? Good morning, Lord. Thank you for your many gifts. Thank you for your gifts of life, health, and strength. And thank you especially today for your gift of prayer. What an amazing thing that mere humanity can speak to perfect divinity, and you hear us, and you understand us, and you are willing to accept us. Our prayer request this morning is simple. Do with us whatever you will to get glory for your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Soka, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for November 2nd has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Soka moves the journal for November 2nd be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Ratification of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 66, an act to dispose a rule related to servant discretions adopted by the Wildlife Resources Commission and to direct the Wildlife Resources Commission to revise the rule. Senate Bill 270, an act revising the verification obligations of an insurer and its agent with respect to rate evasion fraud, recodifying certification of insurance provisions, and establishing a civil penalty for the fraudulent preparation insurance requesting or requiring of a certificate of insurance.
Chapter bills will be noted. Calendar. House Bill 814, the clerk will read.
Representative Sane Reeves Johnson. House Bill 814, a bill to be entitled Neighborhood Occupantless Vehicle, the General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Lincoln, Representative Sane, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move that we concur with the Senate's version of the bill. I came back with the vote there, 47-0. We had a great vote here. They changed a little bit of the language. Good bill, had a lot of support here. I just ask that you vote for it.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman Rice.
Speak on the bill.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Here I go wasting my breath again. I voted no on this originally. I'm going to vote no today. Brings to mind that old movie, I was going to say it, now I can't think of it. Anyway, Jurassic Park. There you go. Good quote from that movie. Just because you can do a thing doesn't mean you should do it. I don't trust this. I know human beings cause accidents a lot of times, but when you take the human element out, I do not believe it makes it any safer. So if you pass this, when one of these things malfunctions and runs over a child, don't blame me. I'm voting no. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question for the House is the motion to concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 814. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Are Martin and Ensco going to be here today, Representative Reeves? Or will Martin and Ensco be here today? We need to show them excused.
Excuse, please.
Please show reflect those two members as excused. Okay.
Clerk will machine record the vote. 106 having voted in the affirmative and 3 in the negative, the House does concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 814. Bill's ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. Senate Bill 311, the clerk will read.
Conference report, Senate Bill 311, a bill to be entitled No Waiting Period Under Local Governmental Employees Retirement System, Volunteer Fire Department Fund Grants, the General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
The gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, is recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House do adopt the conference report for Senate Bill 311.
The gentleman has moved that the House adopt the conference report. The gentleman has the floor to debate the conference report.
Thank you, fellow colleagues. Just 2 weeks ago, we passed Senate Bill 311 out of this chamber, 110-0. The only thing that has changed is the unemployment insurance fix that the Speaker mentioned yesterday in session. And basically what that does is it keeps the unemployment insurance rate rising from 1.9%. This would save our business people, our employers in this state, a lot of money. The fund is well healed, and there's no need for it to rise. So I recommend your green vote on this conference report.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of the conference report to Senate Bill 311. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 110 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative, House has adopted the conference report on Senate Bill 311 on its second reading, and the bill remains on the calendar. House Bill 404, the clerk will read.
Conference Committee Substitute Number 2, House Bill 404, a bill to be entitled Limited Immunity for Public Safety Answering Point Stamp to Corrections for Session Law 2021-171.
The gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warren, is recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, this issue has been resolved among the conferees on the committee, and it also at the last minute had an inclusion for technical corrections for the No Patient Left Alone bill, and I encourage you to vote to concur.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of the conference report to House Bill 404. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Willis, wish to vote? Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 107 having voted in the affirmative, 3 in the negative. The conference report to House Bill 404 is adopted, and the Senate will be so notified. The Chair has received a request that Senate Bill 183 be removed from the calendar. Therefore, the Chair removes the bill from today's calendar, and it will be calendared for tomorrow. The gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, is recognized for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On Republicans, we will caucus at 1 o'clock today, still getting a room for that, probably in 423 in LOB. So please look for your the information on your email, but we will have a caucus at 1 p.m. Thank you.
Notices and announcements. For what purpose, the gentleman from Moore, Representative Bowles, rise.
For announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
I remind everyone that the Joint Legislative Commission on Government Operations, the Subcommittee on the Use and Distribution of Federal COVID Funding, will meet this morning at 10 o'clock up in the auditorium, and everyone is welcome.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Watauga, Representative Pickett, rise.
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman has the floor.
I would like to congratulate my wife last night for winning her local election and becoming a member of the Blowing Rock Town Council. Congratulations, dear.
Could you say 14-3 because it was 12-28? That's a mistake.
It's easier for me to go over there.
Reed's just asked for 4:23 at 2:00.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Hardis, to rise?
A point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to congratulate the Atlanta Braves on winning the World Series last night. I've got a replica of a signed baseball from the 1995 Atlanta Braves team. I think that may have been before Representative Jake Johnson was born. Maybe not. He was 1 year old, 1994. So it's been a long time coming, and I really want to take this moment to celebrate my mom and dad because they are major Atlanta Braves fans. Their bedtime, as they've gotten older, has gotten a little earlier, but they were up past their bedtime last night. One last thing, Mr. Speaker, inquiry of the chair. If I throw a fastball up there, do you want to try to catch it? So.
Throw it to one of those Wake Forest folks. They were talking a lot of stuff yesterday. For what purpose, gentlemen from Caldwell, Representative Hall, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
Members, House Redistricting will meet today at 3 o'clock in our usual room, 643, and we're going to consider both the Senate, State Senate redistricting maps and the congressional maps. 3 o'clock.
Members, for your planning purposes, pursuant to the announcement made by the Redistricting Committee Chair, the maps will be taken up tomorrow in our session on the congressional reapportionment and the Senate maps. The House maps are already with the Senate, and they'll be taking those up tomorrow as well. And so session tomorrow is going to be at 11 a.m. And so there will be no further session today, no further votes today, so that the committee can do its work. Any further notices or announcements? Seeing none, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, November 4th at 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Bell, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, November 4th at 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
The following special message is received from the Senate. Senate Bill 739, Committee Substitute Second Edition. A bill to be titled An Act to Realign the Districts of North Carolina State Senate following the return of the 2020 Federal Decennial Census. This bill having been read a first time, which is Senate Bill 739, is referred to the Committee on Redistricting. Special message from the Senate. Senate Chamber, November 3rd, 2021. Mr. Speaker, pursuant to the message from the Senate on November 2nd, 2021, informing the House of Representatives that the Senate fails to concur in Senate Bill 308, House Committee Substitute Fourth Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to prevent delay in the issuance of temporary certificates of occupancy to clarify electrical wiring requirement references to modify one or two family dwelling residential development, fire apparatus access, road requirements, and to expand authority to counties to sell abandoned cemeteries. The President pro tempore appoints Senator Johnson chair and Senators Harrington and Woodard on the part of the Senate to confer with a like committee appointed by your honorable body to the end that the differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk of the Senate. Noted. Representative Destin Hall is recognized to send forth redistricting committee report. Senate Bill 739, Senate Redistricting Plan 2021, SBK-7, favorable. Senate Bill 739 will be counted pursuant to Rule 36B for the 4th of November. And Senate Bill 740, Congressional Redistricting Plan 2021, CST-13, favorable. Senate Bill 740 counted 36B for the 4th of November. The Speaker appoints the following conferees to Senate Bill 308, a bill entitled an act to prevent delay in the issuance of temporary certificates of occupancy to clarify electric wiring requirements, references to modify one or two family dwelling residential development fire apparatuses et al. For the House of Representatives, the Representative Brody will serve as chair, and Representative Hunter and Hannig are also appointed to that conference committee. Senate will be notified by special messenger.